My name is Richard Rodriguez. I'm just going to give my testimony for a little bit to open up the sermon. I was born in San Antonio, born and raised half my life there. I love the city. It's so great. I was a single child, and my mom was a single mother. My dad left us both when I was about a year old, year to 2 years old. It was a very hard time when we were living down there, just going from churches to churches, trying to find a good place to sit in. We moved up here when I was 8 years old. It was kind of a stressful move. I was young and didn't really know that many people and quickly made friends. But when I became 10 years old, I kind of started going through these tough times where I felt just alone. I didn't really know God. I didn't really know Jesus. I really just went to church for socialization and for the camps and stuff like that. Other than that, I did not know anything about Jesus or God. And I just felt alone and empty and wanting somebody to, like, say hi to me. And through this, I went on through my years, and I finally got a stepdad where he kind of, like, he tried to take the role of fatherly figure, but was still kind of introduced to that new 10-year-old, like, just to a 10-year-old as a son. Whenever I turned 15, I still were just going through that troubles. I just felt alone. I didn't really want to be with people that much till Zach came along. Zach came along, and he kind of looked at me, and it seemed like he kind of knew what pain I was in and pretty quickly took me in. Through that, he's taught me so much about Jesus. He's taught me the real reason why Jesus came down for us. He came down to die on the cross for our sins and then rise 3 days earlier to conquer death for us. And I was just in awe of this, and I, like, through this process, I found that quickly my Heavenly Father was there for me all the time, and that was through the Holy Spirit that He was there for me, and He was always there to comfort me. And through this, I started learning more. I started reading the Bible more. I just took everything in. I was so hungry and thirsty and was longing for God that I was just wanting more and more of Him. And then later on, when Zach was teaching me how to evangelize to people, I just couldn't keep it in anymore. I was evangelizing to everybody I met. The reason why I'm wearing this uniform is because I'm part of a Sea Cadet program. And through this program, I've gone all over the country. I've gone to California, all the way to Connecticut. And through this program, I have evangelized to so many people across the country. And it's just so amazing to see the impact that God has on people. On one of my last kind of drill weekends that we did, this was 2 months ago. We were doing these field operations, which basically are where we go out into a camping area, and we basically set up camps and set up how to build, like, teach how to build fires and things like that, and how to do combat scenarios, like how to move in a group and how to do tactical maneuvers against the enemy. And while we were going through this, it was a long day. We were teaching them how to do these things and how to defend a base camp. And it was so funny. I was actually crawling through the mud because us as the, like, older leaderships, we were supposed to attack them. So I was literally crawling through the mud. And I remember just having a blast while doing that and then, like, attacking them. And it was so much fun. It was kind of weird, but it was so much fun. Right after that, I remember this so clearly because it was just such an amazing impact that God was doing there. I was by the campfire, and they were just telling a lot of jokes. So I went into my tent because I was getting tired, and I was wanting to go to bed because I was wanting to change out of, like, this uniform that I was in because it had mud all over it and everything. I go inside, and it's just really quiet. There's, like, four people in there, and it was really quiet. One guy had his head down, and this other guy was crying. And I go in there, and I was asking them, what's going on in here? Well, one of them was saying that he was wanting to kill himself. And then the other one was saying he doesn't even know what to do with his life. He doesn't even know, like, what his purpose in life is for. I quickly just, like, God was just used me, and quickly I started talking to them. The one that was trying to kill himself, he was wanting to kill himself because, like, a lot of people at school hated him. His girlfriend just broke up with him, and then apparently, like, two other girls were fighting over him, and then it was just his life was being torn apart all around him. And quickly, I started telling him about Jesus. I started telling him my background about me being, like, where I came from and to where I've come now. And he just flourished. He was just so, like, he was so astounded by someone actually talking to him and talking to him about these things. And he quickly grew attached. Like, we quickly bonded over that because his dad left him when he was younger as well. And just seeing God move inside and just moving inside the tent, it was so amazing to see his eyes brighten, like light has finally shined into him. And then the other kid that I was talking to, he didn't know what he was wanting to do with his life. All he knew is he wanted to join the Marines. And that was it. And other than that, he told me, he's like, I don't know what my purpose in life is for. Like, what do I do? Do I just make a lot of money, or do I just go to the Marines and then, like, hope I die on the battlefield, because then that's it for me? And I quickly told him about Jesus and what our purpose in life is for. And he was just, he just became quickly astounded again, because he didn't know anything about this. Like, he heard of Jesus, but he never really quickly grew attached to a church or anything. Finally, I talked to him, and then somebody else was in the tent, and he was listening over it, and he was just agreeing with everything I said, and it was just amazing to see God inside that tent. And then one of the most funniest things happened, and like I think has happened before, this other kid, he comes into the tent after, I believe he was getting water for some of our other cadets, and he comes in, and then all of a sudden, he just hears, like, Jesus. Like, he just hears the word Jesus and, like, church and everything like that. And he kind of just stops, and he just stands there. And he quickly looks around the tent. He looks left, then he quickly scans, and then sees me. And he goes, oh, it's that kid. And then he, like, finally looks around and, like, kind of gets into the scenario. And he goes, oh, this is what you're all going through. Oh, yeah, you should talk to him. He's the Christian who's actually a Christian. And it's one of those things to where it was amazing to see that people see God, like how God is using me through, like how he's using me, and they see Christ. It's just so amazing to see that. And I kind of thought it was funny that he said, I was a Christian who's a Christian. And it just reminded me, like, how much, like, how many churches there are, yet people go by them because they don't see Christ in there at all. A lot of times it's just empty and there's nothing in there. And as Zach goes through the passage tonight, it's a really good encouragement for us to be more like Christ, and how we need to serve him more, and how we need to serve other people more and evangelize more, because there's people out there that don't know Christ. And it's so amazing. Like, it's not amazing, but it's just so intriguing that they're just, like, right across the street and we don't even know about it. But that's the end of my little stories and stuff like that. And after I pray, I believe Zach is going to come up and preach. Will you bow your heads and pray with me? Dear God, I pray that as we go through this passage, Lord, that you will speak to us, that we will be able to be more like Christ, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would just have a heart to serve other people, that we can evangelize your son's name, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that as we go out through this week, that you'll protect us, Lord, and that you'll never forsake us or never forget us, Lord. I pray that that we have, that our hearts are open, Lord, to receive your message. In the name of prayer, amen.